Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you have your Bible there, I'd like for you to open it up with me. I'm excited about this weekend's message that God's given to me. And the guys will have it on the screen. And it's put Christ in the center of the crisis. Wow, how cool is that? Put Christ in the center of the crisis that we're going through. And you know, maybe for you, it's not so much the virus, the coronavirus. And you say, Pastor, you know, really, I can make it through that. But wow, something that's happening maybe in your family or happened with your finances or in your health or peace of mind or you personally, whatever the crisis is that you're going through today, I've got the answer. People right now are just scurrying and scuttling and hurrying and trying to find the answer to this virus, trying to find the solution. Well, I have the answer today. I have the vaccine. I have the solution. I have good news. You know, isn't it great when somebody comes to you with good news? This weekend at Church on the Rock, our experience together, our worship together on Easter weekend, I'm bringing you good news. There's enough bad news in the world right now. Wow, if we just share good news, we'll stand out. If we just share the gospel, which is good news. The other night, you know, I came home from work, and we're abiding by the laws of the land. We want to get through this thing quickly. So, you know, we've limited to here on our campus to 7 and under at one time at work, and most everybody is working at home through Zoom and Teams. But I came home from work the other day, and Kim, my wife, when I walked through the door, she said, Dave, I've got good news for you. Wow, that was so refreshing to hear. Good news? Well, you know what? I've got good news for you. The gospel, the Bible says, is good news. The word gospel actually means good news. Every weekend here at Church on the Rock, we haven't canceled church. And every weekend, we're sharing the good news. We still have Wednesday night church. And what are we doing? We're not sharing bad news. We are sharing the gospel, which is good news. Every day, we're bringing devotionals to you. We're having children's ministry every day. Did you know that youth ministry through social media, through the internet, through our online ministry? We've gone to new levels with our online ministry. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. Thank you for this amazing team. Thank you, God, for the resources, the training, the preparation for such a time as this. But we're still sharing it good at Church on the Rock. After 36 years, we are still sharing the good news, the gospel. There's enough bad news, so I want to share good news with you today, the gospel. You know, I'm thinking of a scripture in the book of Romans in the New Testament, and it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says that the gospel, Romans 1:16, the gospel, good news, that's the Bible, the gospel, watch this, is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. So what does that mean, Pastor? I don't get it. I'm new to all of this. That means when you and I, when we share the gospel, when we stand on the word, when we believe the word and stand on the word and declare the word, confess the word, share the word, we're sharing the gospel, and that's good news. And watch this, power of God is released. When you and I share the good news, the gospel, when we believe it and stand on it and live our life according to it, it will release the power of God into your life, into your house. I want that for you. I want this weekend to be a powerful weekend in your world this weekend. Amen? As I share the gospel. The gospel, like we said, is the good news. And here we are, Easter weekend, Resurrection weekend, and I've entitled this, Put Jesus in the Center of the Crisis. Pastor, you're just trying to play on words. No. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this. Don't forget, God is still for you. I want to say it on this side of the pulpit. Don't forget that God is still, He's still for you. You know, that's our mission here at Church on the Rock. What? Is to lead people to a God. And maybe you're watching today and you don't know God and you stumbled onto us. We welcome you. We're so glad you're with us. Stick with us now for the next few minutes because I've got good news. God, we're leading people at Church on the Rock to a God who is for them and a God who has a purpose for their life. I'm just here to tell you on this Easter weekend that God is still for you. Put Him in the center of this crisis. How do we do that, Pastor? We do that simply by putting God first. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about leaning into God. I'm talking about leaning on God. I'm talking about giving it all to God. I'm talking about making God bigger than the virus. Making God bigger than the flu. Making God bigger than the famine. Making God bigger than the isolation. Making God bigger than the loneliness. Making God bigger than the sickness, than the ailment, than the hurt, than the pain. You know, I'm talking about put Jesus in the center of this crisis. Put God first. Make God priority. Don't forget, God is still for you. Don't forget to lean on God, rely on God, look to God, make God your source. Don't forget to do that. In the middle of what we're going through, don't forget to stop every day and look at the size of God and what He's done for you. Question, how big is your God today? I believe He's bigger. I believe you know, and I know He's bigger than any mountain, any problem, any crisis that we're going through today. So I just want to challenge you today. If you haven't already, give it to God. Give all of it to God. Give your worry. Give your fretting, your fear. Give your anxiety, your loneliness. Give the overwhelmness. Is that an English word? A feeling overwhelmed. How about that? Give it all to God. Put Christ in the center of this crisis. And so I want to give you the gospel today. I want to give you good news today. I want to give you the message of the cross. I want to give you the theme of Christianity. I want to give you the foundation of a Christian's hope. You see, what I'm about to share with you, when we act on what I'm about to share, it'll bring hope, joy, and peace into your life. So are you ready for our journey? Okay, let me share with you some scriptures, and then I'm going to give you four practical points to act on, okay? So let's look at it. John chapter 3 and verse 14. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, this is a reference to the Old Testament, the book of Numbers. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent of the desert on a pole, so must it's necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross. So notice the analogy of Old Testament and New Testament. And back there, there's talking about a story that when they put the serpent on the cross, on this stick, when they looked at it, they would live. Okay? So then it says, you know, Jesus had to hang on a cross, and those who would lift Him up, those who would look to Him, those who would make Him the center of the crisis, they would live as well. But not just in the natural, but have eternal, everlasting, abundant life. Let's continue. It says, everyone, in order that everyone, and I'm so glad you and I are an everyone, everyone who believes. Boy, that's key right now. That's key right now. Starve our doubt and build our belief. Build our faith. Somebody I heard yesterday said, we're in a faith crisis, not just a virus crisis. We're in a faith crisis. Well, we know what to do with our faith, right, Church on the Rock? And my newfound friend, you feed your faith. And you feed your faith the Word of God every day and starve your doubt. Those who believe in Him, who cleave to Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, what is that? Putting Him in the center of your life, making Him priority, making him the foundation. Rely on him, will not perish, but you'll have, eternal life. Eternal life, what does that mean? You will actually live forever. Boy, that's hope. That is hope in a hopeless world. Eternal life. In the Greek language, it's Zoe, it's Zoe. I don't get it, Pastor. That really doesn't help me. Well, it's abundant life. It's the best life you could ever have. Not only now, but you will live forever and ever and ever. What does that mean? Well, when your natural body passes away in this world, the real you, the spirit on the inside of you, will just go right on to be immediately in the presence of the Lord, and you will live forever and ever and ever. You'll rule and reign. Wow, there's going to be a new earth, and I'm getting into eschatology. We don't have time for that. That's end time stuff. But we're talking about making Christ the center of your crisis. We're talking about the message, the gospel, the foundation for Christianity. We're talking about why we have hope in a hopeless world right now. Why we have joy and we have peace. How can you have that, preacher? This is all new to me. I have it, and I only have it because I've made Jesus the center of my life. Let's go on. It goes on. For God so greatly loved. Did you know God greatly loves you today? I want to say it again. The theme all through this weekend, God is still for you. He greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave up his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, clings to him, relies on him, makes him the center of their life, will not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but you will have eternal, everlasting life. Next verse, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge, to reject it, to condemn it, but that the world might find salvation. Look at these words, and be safe. All three words start with S. You knew I had to do it. Salvation, safe, and sound through Jesus Christ. Wow, if you're looking for safety right now, if you're looking for a refuge right now, you'll find it in Jesus Christ. This whole weekend is all about the death, burial, and resurrection. He lives, he lives. I grew up with that song in church, that old hymn. Christ Jesus lives today. Wow, he walks with me and talks with me. Oh, wow. He came so that you and I would have salvation, soza, we'd have eternal life, everlasting life. We'd have a future now and in the world to come. We'd have hope, peace, and joy in this world. In the midst of adversity, why is there adversity, Pastor? Because this world is broken. Why is there this virus, Pastor? Did God do this? God didn't do this. All sickness came through sin. In the very beginning, now watch this, in the very beginning, our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, Adam and Eve, when they sinned and broke God's law, they released sickness, disease, all the bad stuff into this world. And then it says they hid in fear from God. Right at the very beginning, and everybody's talking about right now, fear. And don't respond in fear, but in faith. Wow. Don't react in fear, but respond in faith. We've been talking about that. But notice, when our great-grandparents originally, Adam and Eve, sinned in the garden, it said they hid in fear from God. Whoa. Notice, when sin came, it opened the door for fear to come in the world. Wow. But I've got good news for you. What did Jesus do on the cross? Wow, he made a way when there wasn't any way to God. To have a relationship with God, to be restored. For what Adam and Eve lost, Christ, the second Adam, came to restore. Thank God. Thank God for Easter. Thank God for Resurrection Weekend. Thank God that it wasn't just Good Friday, which is really a bad Friday, but Sunday came. Resurrection came. God, if I'll make Jesus the center of my crisis today, God will take my worst day and turn it into my best day. God will take the worst season of my life and turn it into the best season of my life. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Hebrews, let's go there. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Look what it says. Since therefore his children share in flesh and blood and the physical nature of human beings, he, Jesus, in a similar manner, partake of the same nature. In other words, he left heaven to come to earth, took on the form of humanity. He had to do that. Took on that by going through the valley of the shadow of death. Guess what? God wants you and I to lead through the season that we're in. Lead ourselves, lead our family, lead our friends, lead our church. Going through death, he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Pastor, this is new to me. What's that talking about? It's basically saying Jesus left heaven, came to earth. This is the gospel now. This is the good news. This releases the power of God whenever you share the gospel, the good news. And he came to earth, and he lived here for 33 years. He hung on a cross. He died on the cross. He went to the grave. He defeated death, the sting of death, the devil, and hell. Rose on the third day. Wow. And he's now in heaven praying for you and me. Next verse. Watch this. It gets better. And also that he might deliver. Not only is he in the business of saving, making safe, making us sound and stable, he wants to deliver us. He wants to deliver us. Deliverance. Oh, my goodness. That he might deliver and completely. Can you say that at home? Completely. Can you say that where you're at? Say it with me. Completely. Oh, my goodness. Completely set free. Not only is Easter resurrection weekend all about Jesus coming with the good news, the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, so that you and I can have a new life, a new beginning, peace, joy, and hope, eternal life, abundant life, overcoming life, a victorious life, not as a victim, but as a victor. That's what this weekend is all about. This is the gospel. This is the good news that the Bible says releases the power, the anointing. Can you feel it? I can. Of God. He wants to completely set you free today. Free from what, Pastor? He wants to completely set you free. All those that through the haunting fear. Oh, there it is. There's that word. The haunting fear of death by which we're held in bondage throughout our whole course of our life. Oh, my goodness. What did Jesus do when he hung on the cross and he died and he went to the grave and he went and defeated death, hell, and the grave and he rose again? He's now in heaven. He's praying for you and me. He's our advocate. What did he do? He came to deliver us from fear. Whatever that fear might be, somebody said, you know, there's all these hundreds of kinds of fear. Jesus came to deliver us and completely set us free from fear. Fear of death. Fear of death. Fear of death. Right now, a lot of people through the virus, they're afraid of catching it and dying. Jesus came, resurrection weekend, Easter weekend, the good news, the message, put Jesus Christ in the center of your crisis. Why, Pastor? He can make you free. He can make you safe, secure, sound. He can give you a new life, me a new life, a new beginning. He can completely deliver us from fear and the effects of fear. Remember, story, Adam and Eve in the garden, when they sinned, that's why this virus is here. That's why our planet is broken. That's why there's famine and heartache and hurt and pain on the earth today. And as soon as they did, they hid in fear. Jesus came to deliver us completely from fear. And what fear will bring into all of our lives. I'm not talking about today a religion. I'm talking today about a relationship. I'm not talking about a man-made idea this weekend or a doctrine of mine. I'm talking about the good news, the gospel, the foundation and the theme for Christianity. That which gives me hope as a human being, as a Christian. I have hope today, I have joy today, I have peace today in the midst of this storm and this crisis, and I know that I have a future, and I know that I have a destiny in this world and the world to come. How complete is that? All by making Christ the center of this crisis. And so now I want to give you some action steps. I want to give you an action step. Number one, what do we do then, Pastor? What do we do to have this peace, joy, and hope in the midst of this storm? What do we do? How do we actually make Christ the center of the crisis? How do we lean, rely, put Him first? How do we do that? How do we get out of this fear of death? That I'm going to catch it. My kids are going to catch it. That you know, my husband, my wife. You know, I just heard that someone here locally in our county, a family of seven, the whole family caught this virus, this coronavirus. Our prayers go out to them. Our prayers go out to everyone who's been affected or affected by it. But my brother and sister, I have good news today. You don't have to fear death. You don't have to be afraid of catching it. You don't have to be afraid of your loved ones or your friends catching it. But when I fear, it opens the door to it. But Jesus came with a solution and the answer and the vaccine for the virus. It's called the cross, the power of the cross, the power of resurrection, new life. How do we do it, Pastor? Number one, believe Jesus Christ. As the team comes out, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for you, and He died for me, and He rose again. That's much more than believing that Jesus Christ was a man. That's not enough. It's much more than believing that He was a teacher, He was a rabbi. That's not enough. The action steps, the step into the next season, eternal life, abundant life, a better life, a safe life, a secure life, a life full of peace, hope, and joy in the midst of a storm. Wow. How do I make Jesus the center of my crisis, Pastor? Number one, you have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for us, and He rose again on the third day. Number two, next step, you accept Him as your Savior. What did He save us from? Spiritual death. What did He save us from? Separation from God throughout eternity. What did He save us from? A life full of fear and worry about death. What did He save us from? A life with no hope, no joy, no peace. What did He save us from? All those bad things. I have to accept Him as my personal Savior. He can't be my wife's or my husband's or my mom or my dad or my brother or my sister or my best friend. He's got to be my personal Savior. I have to accept Him as that. Then number three, it doesn't stop there. I have to make Him my Lord. I have to make Him my Lord. It's one thing He's my Savior, but then I've got to make Him Lord. I've got to put Him first. I've got to put Him in the center. How do you do that? Give Him the first part of every day. Give Him the first part of every day. Wow. Make Him the first part of every decision. Before you make it, ask Him what He thinks. What does the Word, the Bible say? Give Him the first tenth of your income. That's how you put Him in the center of your crisis. That's how you make Him first. That's how you make Him Lord. You always ask Him before the final say. You find out what His Word says, and that's how we respond. This is going on. We're not going to hide from it, not going to stick our head in the sand, try to run from it, not going to maximize it or minimize it, but we're going to make Jesus Lord over it. We say, that's happening, but my God is bigger, and my God reigns. And then number four, share with somebody. Once you have prayed that prayer and you made that declaration and you made the most important decision of your life, I made it when I was 11 years old. Thank you, Jesus. Then you share it with someone today. You share it with someone this week, how that you've made Jesus Christ the center of this crisis and how it's transforming your life. Remember, we said this year for our church, the words were expansion and transformation. There really is no lasting transformation. See, we don't want to go through this virus and come out the same. We don't want to go through this crisis and come out the same. We don't want to go back to our old ways, old habits, old thoughts, old mindset. No, no, no. Let's benefit from this battle. Let's benefit from this battle. Let's make the right decisions in the heat of this battle that will bring transformation to our life, our marriage, our parenting, our job, our career, our business. Share it with somebody. I want to lead you in the prayer right now. If you could, you don't have to close your eyes or bow your head there wherever you're at. Thank you again for joining and sharing our services with other people. We'll be running them throughout the week. Share it with somebody else. This is Easter weekend. Hallelujah. And I want to pray this prayer. You'd say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God. Maybe some of us have been running from God, arguing with God, debating with God, blaming God, whatever the reason might be. And you say, Pastor, I'm making a decision today to make Jesus my Savior and my Lord. I'm ready to lean in, rely upon, put Him first, put Christ in the center of this crisis. Would you punch the button on your screen right there, smartphone, computer? That just lets us know that you're making that decision. When heaven sees you do that, all heaven rejoices with you. Did you know that? Angels rejoice over what you're about to do. So punch the button on your screen on your smartphone. Pray this prayer with me right now. Wherever you're at, whoever you're with, pray it with me on Easter weekend 2020. Heavenly Father, I repent. I change my mind. I want to go in a new direction. I want to put God first. I want to put Christ in the center of this crisis. I want to lean in. I want to rely upon. I want to turn my life over to God. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love right now. Take my life and make a difference with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.